Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now. Or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments.
And good afternoon. We are live on the NABWIC Talks Radio. Hi, my name is Ann McNeil, and I am your special guest host today, along with Shakira. And we have some very special guests that Shakira is going to introduce. And we're so very excited to have Amber Lawhorn and Edwin O'Dell joining us today, live on NABWIC Talks Radio. Good afternoon, Shakira, Edwin, and Amber. How are all of you today?
Well, this is Ed. I'm excellent. How are you?
Ed, I tell everybody, if I were any better, sir, I would be you. I'm just real excited, actually.
And this is Amber. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Amber, and we're so excited to hear your story and your journey. So we're just going to go right into the program. And we also want to welcome a very special healthcare, up-and-coming professional who's joining us today as a co-host, Ms. Shakira. Hi, Shakira. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you all?
We're doing good.
All right, well, I'd like to start by just sharing with our listening audience that Ed O'Dell spent 33 years in the newsroom. So, you know, he's actually a pro, and he could actually be hosting the show today instead of being a guest. But we'll leave him right with you for a moment.
I appreciate that.
Okay, great. And as a national award-winning reporter and producer, but he is joined today by one of our up-and-coming rising stars, Ms. Amber Lawhorn. And Amber and Shakira is going to introduce Amber, and then we're going to go ahead with our questions for our guest today. Thank you.
Well, Amber currently is the Small Business Program Manager at Jackson Medical Towers, and we have a few questions for her today. I don't know if you want me to go ahead and ask those for you or you'll take over that part.
Well, when I share with Amber, yes, Amber, when I was sharing, I'd like to start, before we start with the questions, I think it's very good for our listeners to actually hear a little about our guests and their journey or their story. And Amber and I talked about this yesterday, and I'm just so excited to have her on because I think she represents what Miami is going to look like in the future. And so, Amber, if we can start with you, if you just share with us anything you want to share about how did you come to this new position, which is a very exciting position, and the program that you have responsibility for small business.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ann. I joined Jackson in 2008. I have a background in computer information systems, so I joined as a business analyst managing an enterprise-wide computer compliance system here at Jackson Health. And in 2012, an opportunity opened up for me to work with small businesses as a small business program liaison, just to facilitate the relationship between the small businesses in Miami-Dade community and Jackson Health, try to create business opportunities and just help people to understand exactly how Jackson does business and how they could do business with us. More recently, I have been promoted to the Small Business Program Manager here at Jackson, and my entire efforts are dedicated and fully committed to establishing relationships with small businesses in our community, creating opportunities, working with the user departments to recognize small business, the importance of being a healthy economic assistance to our community, and just really, really focusing on promoting small businesses and the small business program here at Jackson.
Wow, that's very exciting. And we really want to give kudos to Ed for having the foresight, right, Ed, for having the foresight to bring her up to this level. And, Ed, if you want to share your journey on how did you come to this position within Jackson as the Corporate Director of Communications and Partnership for the Jackson Health System.
Well, I'll start out by saying that I don't want to get myself in trouble or Amber, but she would be more than a manager if I had anything to do with her promotion. Amber earned this promotion. She has been very instrumental in Jackson Health System's growth and in inclusion with small businesses. She's very knowledgeable. There was nobody better. Well, you know, and as you said, I came from television, 33 years in television, and, you know, stepped out of the role back in 2005, opened my own small business, and, you know, went with that for a few years. In 2010, you know, I had the opportunity to come to Jackson as the corporate director of public relations. We've had a few name changes over the years, but basically what I'm doing now is I'm the spokesman for the health system and the lead in communications and in terms of dealing with the media. But in my new role as a corporate director that includes partnerships, you know, I'm going out and meeting people like yourself and getting involved with organizations like the ones that you're involved in, trying to make some connections so that we can make sure, number one, that we put Amber on the map because she is a vital resource to all of those in the business community. Jackson is a vital resource. Amber, you know, is a very willing conduit for those small businesses. And I want to make sure that the world comes to know Amber, not only out inside Jackson, but, you know, outside in the community as well.
Excellent. Well, we're going to just take one moment, Shakira, and just take a brief commercial break in a couple of minutes. But what I'd like to do, Amber, I think you had a question for Shakira had a question for you, Amber. And so we're going to go to Shakira for that question. And then once we do that, we're going to just prepare for a commercial break because we're just so excited about the program that you have at Jackson. And when you look at the opportunities that are presented for small businesses, it's just tremendous. Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. So I wanted to ask you to tell us more about the Miracle Building Bond Program at Jackson.
Okay. Jackson was awarded a 10-year bond program thanks to the citizens of Miami-Dade County who recognize that the care that we provide our patients is world-class, and there's no reason why our facilities should not match the level of care that we offer. We have been a pillar of the community going on 100 years now, and our facilities, a lot of them need to be brought up to speed, to be quite honest. The infrastructure, we want to expand our footprint throughout Miami-Dade County, open newer facilities, spread out in the community so we can actually get our hands everywhere that the people are. So, again, the citizens of Miami-Dade County voted to approve a 10-year bond program. We were awarded $830 million that will be used to assist us with updating, upgrading facilities, investing in new technology and equipment. And over the next 10 years, a number of projects will be rolling out at different phases, different stages, but all for the goal of achieving a world-class healthcare facility and facilities out in the community. And I'm going to lean on Ed a little bit. He's really good at explaining that bond program as well.
Well, it is a very, very important program. We want to thank the voters for overwhelmingly supporting this $830 million bond issue. But at the same time, Jackson said that would be, you know, money that would be greatly appreciated because it would be seed money. So at the same time that we have that $830 million, we are investing some of our own profits over this 10-year period, and what we come up with is a $1.4 billion bond issue. And we're going to be able to expand Jackson's footprint in the community through this bond issue, not only upgrading the facilities, but building new facilities. For one thing, you know that we are putting together our urgent care centers. Jackson plans to open 8 to 12 urgent care centers throughout Miami-Dade County in the coming years, facilities that will provide the essential bridge between traditional doctor visits and costly emergency rooms. We've already announced two of those urgent care centers, one in North Miami up in the Shops of Arch Creek, on 131st and Biscayne Boulevard, and the second one will be down on 137th and 152nd Street Southwest, down in the Country Walk area. We've also announced the building of Jackson West, which will be out in the Doral area. That will provide for two emergency rooms, both an adult and a pediatric emergency room, and there will also be our children's ambulatory pavilion. As you know, Doral is a fast-growing community on the edge of West State. Lots of families in there. And what we found is there are nearly 500,000 people within 5 miles of that site that is right there on the Palmetto Expressway at 25th Street on the west side. As soon as you get off on 25th Street, the site where we're going to do this construction is right there. There are roughly 500,000 people within 5 miles of that site. The closest ER's emergency rooms are like 4 to 6 miles away. So we see this as, we've done research in sort of a healthcare desert, and that's why the council and the mayor, the people of my Doral have welcomed us out there. So those are some of the things that we're doing with the bond issue.
Thank you.
Wow, that's exciting. Yeah, thank you. I tell you, we want to just let our listening audience know that we are the National Association of Black Women in Construction, and we're actually the voice for Black Women in Construction. And we're honored today to have Amber Lawhorn and Edwin Odell joining us today from Jackson Health Systems, and they're sharing with us the opportunities for small businesses, but not just small businesses, all businesses that want to do business with Jackson. And they have a over $1 billion bond program that they're just sharing with us and how we can participate. So I think that right now, if we can go to I think Shakira had another question for you, Amber.
Okay.
Yes. So how can vendors get registered and find out about current opportunities at Jackson Health System?
Well, Jackson Health System, we have all of our information available on our website. It's www.jacksonhealth.org. Again, www.jacksonhealth.org. You can find our vendor registration application, which must be completed in order for us to do any work with any vendor. You can also find our supplier portal, the Jackson Health System supplier portal. It will provide a listing of current opportunities here at the health system and also provide a mechanism for vendors to submit a proposal or respond to a solicitation.
All right. Thank you. I have one more question for you. So what does it mean to be certified by Miami-Dade County?
Okay. We're talking about certification now. That's an exciting subject. Jackson Health System is a part of Miami-Dade County government. And as such, Miami-Dade County government has a small business enterprise program. It's called the SBE program for short. And what it does, it provides benefits and competitive advantages to locally certified small businesses. The Miami-Dade County Department of Small Business Development certifies firms based on various revenue thresholds in either one of three categories: goods and services, construction services, or architectural and engineering services. So once a firm has been certified by Miami-Dade County Small Business Development as a small business enterprise, they will be eligible for specific benefits and competitive advantages in our procurement process.
All right. Thank you. I'll pass it back over to Ann now.
Yes, thank you so very much, Amber. I think that when we look at what's possible at Jackson, you know, there's a major, major opportunity for different procurement and also construction opportunities. Can you just share with us some of the different areas that people can look to do business with Jackson Health System in terms of what's available? If for our listening audience in this show, actually, because of social media, will be, you know, listened to all over the world, and we may have people that are interested, whether they're certified or not, in different opportunities. Can you share with us some of those opportunities that may exist?
Okay. Well, we talked about the bond program at Jackson. Of course, we're you know, this program is specifically targeted for the National Association of Black Women in Construction. There will be a number of construction projects and initiatives under this bond umbrella, upgrading facilities, the construction of new facilities. There's architectural and engineering services that are needed, plumbing, electrical, anything related to construction that you could think of. These opportunities will be available under the bond program. Any project that comes out of the bond program that's being funded with bond program dollars is being reviewed for opportunities for small businesses to participate. So all of these opportunities will be available. In terms of goods and services, of course, we buy on a daily basis as a healthcare organization all types of various commodities related to patient care: needles, gowns, socks, anything you can think of. We buy office supplies on a regular basis. Anything that a business purchases for daily operations that you can think of, Jackson is purchasing. We buy environmental products. We buy cleaning supplies. There's a wealth of opportunities here at Jackson in terms of what we purchase on a daily basis.
Well, thank you. I just want to remind our listening audience, if you're tuning in right now for the show, that you're listening to NABWIC Talks, and we're speaking right now with Amber Lawhorn, also with Edwin Odell. And Amber is sharing with us some of the opportunities that are available. But we'd also just like to just share a little bit more about who she is. And Amber, I think that our listeners would really be interested in knowing that you've also worked with the aviation and entertainment industries prior to becoming immersed in the healthcare industry. And so can you share a little about your past experiences? Because I think it's good for our listeners to know a little more about you, because in the future they're going to be doing a lot of business with you as a small business, and I'm sure that other firms can get certified with you, not necessarily with you, but with the agency, whether they're small or not, correct?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right.
So let me address the latter portion. Everybody anybody is open and eligible to do business with Jackson, from any industry, small, medium, large, whatever your size, feel free to submit your vendor registration application and make sure that you keep your eyes open for any opportunity that relates to your line of business. The opportunities are coming out on a daily basis, so you wouldn't want to miss anything that comes available. In terms of my history, yes, I worked in the aviation and entertainment industries. Aviation, you would be surprised that there is a huge industry related to repurposing aviation-related items and products. A lot of the airplanes you fly on, they're not built from the ground up. They're refurbished. They're remodeled and renovated and put back into service. So that's a little bit of what I worked on as far as the administrative side, of course, in the aviation industry. In terms of entertainment, I actually worked for a company that did commercial and music videos. So they were involved in the actual editing of those videos. What you see is in 5 minutes, a five-minute music video is hundreds of hours of footage that has been cut and pasted together. And it requires a lot of work, and it requires a lot of creativity and a lot of passion. And so the company that I work for was actually a small business, so I'm used to long hours, hustling, really pursuing opportunities. I can really empathize with small business owners because I worked as a part of a very small business. There were 3 employees total, including the owner. So I feel your pain. I know where you're coming from. And I think that that's what helps me be passionate about assisting small businesses in my role here at Jackson.
Oh, most definitely, most definitely. We want to just make sure that our listening audience know that Amber really works very hard to provide, you know, all of the assistance in just navigating Jackson's operation. And so any given day, you're going to be able to find her advocating for small businesses within our community in the South Florida area, because even though Jackson is located in Miami, people come from all over the world to do business with the organization, but also to receive services. And so she's establishing a really good, positive internal and external relationship in order to just keep everything going and growing for small businesses. So, Amber, on behalf of all of us, I just want to take a moment and give you a shout-out and say we are really so appreciative of what you do. And I don't think many people really understand the heart and the spirit and the level of commitment that it takes to do a job like yours, because it's not 8 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not 8 to 5.
But the work itself, it makes the time fly. And the experiences and actually seeing small businesses successfully navigate the system and get awarded contracts and get issued purchase orders, it really makes all of the work worthwhile.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Thank
you,
ma'am.
My pleasure. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and then we're going to get ready to wind up. The time went away so fast. But when we come back, Amber, we'd like to have you share whatever information that you would like to share in wrapping up, but we want to make sure that we give our listeners a way to reach you. So whether that is your email, the website, we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we will be right back.
Okay.
We are so excited to have you listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show. Please call, text, or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now. Or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC.
And that was a short commercial break. All right, so we're back. We're back. Amber?
Hi, I'm here.
Yes, thank you. So we're just talking about being able to, I know the commercial is just playing in the background really low, but we're just talking about being able to reach out to our listening audience and have them have a way to reach you. So if you can, I'm not sure how much information you want to give out.
Okay. Well, I don't give out my phone number because, as you said earlier, on a regular basis, I'm out advocating. I'm in meetings advocating for small businesses. I'm attending conferences. I am just interfacing with vendors on a regular basis. So I'd rather give my email address. I have my phone with me the majority of the time that I'm away from my desk, and I can definitely respond and be a lot more responsive via email. So I hope you have your pen ready. I'm going to give out my email address. It's Amber, A-M-B-E-R, dot Lawhorn, L-A-W-H-O-R, as in Robert, N as in Nancy, at jhsmiami.org. So Amber.Lawhorn at jhsmiami.org.
Well, thank you so very much. And Edwin Odell, if you would like to give us any kind of wrap-up or closing comments before we wrap up the show. The time has just gone away so very, very quickly. And so if either one of you have any comments that you'd like to make or suggestions or ideas before we wrap up the show, Ed, you can go, and then Amber's going to close us, and then we'll have a closing commercial. Thank you.
Well, I'll start. All that we do here is basically based on our mission, and I'm talking about Jackson, to build the health of the community by providing a single high standard of quality care for the residents of Miami-Dade. We also have certain values. Those include service excellence and quality, commitment, compassion, teamwork, communication, respect, confidentiality, integrity, and stewardship, and inclusion. No matter how much you can pay or you can't pay, you can come to Jackson. And as we begin to broaden our footstep and expand our footstep into the community to bring our services closer to the places where people live, we want to make sure, as Amber said, that we are inclusive as it comes to the business community as well. So Amber is involved in a great effort, a wonderful effort to make sure that more people who might be able to do business with Jackson get that opportunity. It's a two-sided sword. They have to step forward, get certified, you know, and make themselves aware of the opportunities. And we have to make sure that our doors are open to allow them to come in. And I'm happy to be working with Amber on this initiative. She's an excellent professional, and I follow her lead.
Thank you, Ed. For all of us. Thank you. And Amber, any closing comments, please?
I just want to reiterate that Jackson is committed to the success of small businesses. As Ed mentioned, it's our goal to be as inclusive as possible. We want anybody that is interested in doing business with Jackson to at least have the opportunity to try to do business with Jackson. That's our goal. That's what we're working towards on a daily basis. Just really request everyone to please keep yourself abreast of what's going on at Jackson. Sign up for our supplier portal. Submit your vendor registration application so that when those opportunities come, you're ready to participate.
Great. Excellent. Thank you so very much. And we're going to close with a commercial. And, again, you are listening to NABWIC Talk, and we're excited to have our guests on today. And we will see you on the radio next week. Thank you.
This concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day.